speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 21st, 2019. Welcome to the beginning of our 50-hour broadcast to save free speech. And folks, it needs to be saved. We are reaching, I would say, the penultimate stage of censorship. Banning URLs. The next stage, and I've said this for a while, the next stage is the taking away of domain names. So you got yourdomainname.com. Well, they just take that away. Because, and we're going to talk about how you can get around their banning of URLs. If you're in New Zealand or Australia or the United States and your ISP provider or your government in China or whatever tries to block you from going to a particular place, you can get software to get around that. It's called a VPN. Of course, that is prohibited in China. And then, you know, China looking at everything on everybody's phones, if they see some VPN software there, you'll get a knock on the door and you'll have the physical censors, the police, come confiscate your phone, do many other unpleasant things to you. I just had an experience of this today. You know, we had, Natural News being suspended 7 days for posting a fluoride infographic. You see the massive censorship going around New Zealand and others. As I said a couple of days ago, just because of a video that people are putting up, would we have tolerated that with the Zapruder film? Should people who have the Zapruder film, copies of that somewhere on their YouTube channel or on their website, should they now be declared enemies of the state because the term conspiracy theorist was created by the FBI to intimidate and to manipulate public opinion about their phony narrative? And the whole point of that is to dominate everybody. That's the theme today, folks. It is what they are doing is manipulation. It is intimidation. And the purpose is domination. You have to understand that the first casualty of war is a free press. Always has been. Pick one example. Woodrow Wilson in World War I. He wanted to get us into World War I in the worst way. And they used intimidation and manipulation of public opinion to get us into that. Even sending a film producer to jail with a massive fine because he produced a film called The Spirit of 76. That we look at and say, well, what's wrong with 1776? Well, Woodrow Wilson saw that in a different light. It was creating hate for our allies, the British, who he wanted to go to war with. And there was already a lot of people in America who didn't want to get dragged into a European war in which we had no interest. And so he jailed that filmmaker, gave him a massive fine. It has always been the first casualty in a war. And today, I got a shot fired at me from YouTube. I created just for giggles, just to see what happened, because you know, remember as part of the censorship against InfoWars last August, we had all of our channels shut down. I had one archive channel that I'd been putting stuff on. As a reporter, I probably hadn't posted anything to that in about a year prior to this show starting. And then we had a new channel that we set up for this show. And as part of the purge against InfoWars, they shut down both of my channels. All of my work on YouTube was destroyed without any strikes, without any reasons given, without any warnings ever. But no reasons were ever given. And so a day or two went by, and I put up another one that was just in my name, and they shut it down. And so 2 days ago, after several months of this, and I noticed that some of my videos were getting some traction on YouTube from other people putting it up, I thought, well, let me try this again. I had about a dozen videos that I put up over the last 3 days and about 36 subscribers, and I just got my first try. At least they're telling me that I've got a strike this time. They didn't take the entire channel down. So I guess maybe that's a little bit of an improvement. No, actually, no, it's not. We'll talk about that when we come back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 21st, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We are beginning a 50-hour broadcast here at InfoWars. It is part of our pushback against the censorship that we see now breaking out in the aftermath of the New Zealand shooting. As I said a few days ago, in this particular incident, they're not going to let a crisis go to waste. Whether it's a real crisis or a manufactured crisis, the government always comes up with an agenda that they can attach to that crisis. In this particular case, even though they have followed through on banning of certain guns, and again, it is very nebulous what guns are being included in this. From the reports that I've seen, they're talking about assault weapons, which there is no definition of that, or military-style weapons, whatever that means, right? Gives them a broad prerogative to ban a lot of different types of weapons. But I don't believe that's the main thrust of this effort by the globalists in this particular effort here. I think the main thrust, as I said, was not attacking the right of self-defense, but the right of free speech. It is a continuation of what began with InfoWars last August the 6th, the deplatforming of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and everybody, including yours truly here, by YouTube. And YouTube is at it again with me as well. 3 days ago, I decided, let me try to put up another channel. I've already had multiple channels shut down by them in and around August of last year. I had it up for total of 3 days, I think. I probably had about 36 subscribers because I never talked about it on Twitter. I did it once before after the initial takedown of channels that I had had up for years with no strikes, no complaints. I had a reporter channel that had been up, and I hadn't put anything up there, as I said, at the top of the hour for maybe a year before. And then we had the channel for this broadcast that had been up for, I guess, about 9 months. And had about 60,000 subscribers at the time that they shut it down. And they shut both of those down with no explanation. Shut down the show, the broadcast of this as we were streaming it on YouTube. Shut it down live just before the end of the program. I got an email from them saying, a complaint has been received and your channel has been terminated. I was never able to get them to respond or give me anything other than that repeated message. They sent that once. I complained about that on Twitter, complained to them on Twitter, filed a response, no response from them, except that about 8 hours later, they sent me that message again. And then about every 10 to 12 minutes for the next 2 months, it totaled up almost 9,000 junk email spam that YouTube sent me. They would never respond to any of our, we filled out the form, went through the process to say, well, what is it that you had a problem with? I've never received a single strike before. You just terminated this immediately. Never got any explanation from them all of that time. And then a couple of days later, I said, well, let me just put something up that's not really affiliated with InfoWars. Put up like this innocuous coffee cup icon because it's a morning show. And put my name on it. Nothing happened for about 6 hours. Then I tweeted out a link to it. And by that time, we had about, within a couple of hours, we had 300 subscribers. And then within another hour, they had taken it down. So I thought, well, let me try this again. It's been about 9 months now. Let me try this again. 3 days, about a dozen videos, about three dozen subscribers. I didn't talk about it on my Twitter channel at all. I linked some videos from my Twitter channel, and I got the message saying that they'd taken down the full show 2 days ago, the archive that was up there. Now, no information and one strike. So now they're playing the strike game. You know, when they took down that second channel I put up, I only had two videos. How do you get three strikes on two videos? So they don't even play by their own rules, their own terms of service. If you've got a problem with me in particular, why don't you just say that? Why don't you say that, Google? You statist authoritarian chills. I know who you work for. I know what this is about. I know that you're working for the military industrial complex and DARPA. I know this is the beginning of a real war, not an information war. This is a real war. The first casualty in any real war, folks, is attacks on the press. Anybody that comes back against their narrative is shut down. And we're coming up to a time of conflict, and they very well know it. And they are laying the groundwork to intimidate, to manipulate, to dominate. And they do it by attacking the press. And they do it by attacking your free speech. And that's what this is about. And so now they have gone to another level in New Zealand. We had a Drudge report. The final level of censorship is here, the banning of URLs. I would say that's not the final level. It is the penultimate level. The final level is taking away domain names. And I believe that under the Obama administration, that's why they moved the registering of domain names away from America and to an international organization. Because we have this troublesome thing called the First Amendment. That means that when they want to censorship, they can't do it directly like New Zealand or Australia or China or the UK. They have to use a corporate shill to do their dirty work. Because otherwise, it kind of wakes people up and it gets people a little bit angry. So they have to pretend that they're still abiding by the First Amendment and that this is the prerogative of some giant, imperial, all-powerful, but of course they earned it because they're just such geniuses that they earned the right to steal our fundamental God-given rights. No, they didn't earn that. They were aided, assisted, helped just like ISIS to get in the position that they are. We helped to create Al-Qaeda. They were called the Mujahideen. You talk about this fight with Trump over John McCain. John McCain, the people talking about John McCain going to Republican Party fundraisers, talking about you can adopt a Muj, you know, sponsor a Mujahideen. Well, they morphed into Al-Qaeda. They morphed into ISIS. And John McCain, towards the end of his career, was still sending weapons to those people. But it is pathetic, quite frankly, to see President Trump punching down at a dead politician, a dead opponent. No matter, I have nothing good to say about John McCain, but the guy is dead. He's not our problem now. The people that loved him in Washington, all the rest of the deep state, they are the problem. Go after them, President Trump, or do something to stop the attack on the First Amendment, free speech, the sovereignty of our country, the borders. Do something about that. When I see him out there tweeting all the time, it reminds me of the tales, whether they were true or not, of Nixon walking down the halls talking to dead presidents. Now you've got Trump fighting with a dead politician. And if it was only that, I would just think that it was some kind of a tactic to distract people from the failure to do anything about the border. But he's taking on the husband of a lower-level staffer who isn't even worth fighting for. Kellyanne Conway, give me a break. Who cares what her husband says? Well, President Trump does. Get focused on your job, President Trump. My goodness. We got too many existential issues here that do need to be addressed at the federal level, but we're not going to get any help at the federal level. It's quite obvious we're not going to get any help there. You're going to need to fight this at the local level, just like we've got sheriffs in Colorado, sheriffs in Washington State saying, I took an oath to the Constitution. I represent the voters who put me in office, and I'm not going to enact these gun control measures. You got the Colorado Attorney General saying, well, you know, if you're not going to do that, you just ought to resign. No, you ought to resign. You're the chief lawyer and you don't care about people's God-given rights? We got a lot of people who are just going to roll over and die to these corporations saying, well, you know, they can see, like I tweeted out today. I said, if a corporation steals your money, is that okay because it's a big corporation? They deserve it because they're so smart and so big. What if they steal your home? Is that okay because they're a big corporation? Well, you know what? My free speech is my property. My God-given rights, my natural rights are my property. And I'm not going to turn them over to any damn corporation. We'll be right back.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
moved against guns, as expected. But I think a lot of people are surprised to see how they're moving against free speech. And I said from the very beginning, I believe that was going to be the focus of this attack. What we call here in the United States the First Amendment rather than the Second Amendment. And again, those amendments recognize, as the Declaration of Independence says, it does not give us the right of free speech. The First Amendment does not give us the right of the free expression and exercise of religion either. What it does, it recognizes that those are God-given rights. As the Declaration of Independence says, we create governments to protect those rights. We alter or abolish the governments that attack those rights, by the way. But we create the government to protect those rights. The First and Second Amendment were to say that these God-given rights that we have, that we talked about at the time we created this government, will not be declared illegal or infringed by the federal government. And so they were negative rights. They said, you're not going to do anything about the stuff that we already possess as human beings. But most countries don't have that, so they act directly. Here in the United States, we use corporate cover for our fascist policies of our fascist state. So in the aftermath of this, as Drudge linked to a couple of stories, one of them from Zero Hedge, they point out several websites which either reported on the incident that happened at the New Zealand shooting or hosted footage of the attacks or have simply allowed people to engage in uncensored discussion such as Dissenter has done. And Dissenter is a discussion site that was set up by Gab. So if you say, we're going to allow people to talk about this in an uncensored way, you are blocked in New Zealand now. Just for saying you're not going to censor people. You must kowtow to the censors, just like in communist China. New Zealand has adopted communist China's approach to censorship. How's that? Using this as the basis. And I said there's another very important aspect of this. So taking away people's right of self-defense, taking away our natural rights of free speech, and then also portraying migrants, especially Muslims, as victims, even though that particular part of the story is a man bites dog story. I guess it's not newsworthy when you have an Islamic attack like the one that just happened in Italy. You know, this guy who is from Senegal, when we look at this attack where this guy is angry about the fact that Italy is protecting their borders, telling people, don't come here by boat. We're not going to have open borders. We're going to send you back. You're not going to be allowed to land here. So he gets angry about that. He hijacks a busload of kids. There's more than 50 kids. Tells them, you're all going to die. And fortunately, some of the kids, and there were two adults, used their phones to contact authorities. As the authorities, he rammed a police car as he was trying to escape them stopping him. Then he pulls out a gas can. He pours gas all over the bus and sets it on fire. The police are able to get all the kids and the adults out. Some of them suffered from smoke inhalation, but otherwise were not hurt. But you can see the picture of the burning bus. It turned into an inferno. He wanted to kill everybody on board. Now, he has been reported as an Italian citizen by most of the media. Some people point out that he's originally from Senegal. Leo Zagami was the first person I saw report it, out of Italy, and he pointed out the guy is a pedophile. After he became a citizen in Italy, just a few years ago, he had convictions for drunk driving. So you hire him as a bus driver, right, without doing a background check. And he was also had convictions of underage sexual molestation. Why is this guy even out of jail? Oh, well, you know, because he's protected. He's a preferred migrant, so he doesn't go to jail. So the bus company that hires him because he's got a drunk driving conviction and a pedophile conviction. They hire him as a school bus driver for students, obviously, right? That's where he clearly has the qualifications to be a school bus driver. And when I say that he is a Muslim, that's an educated guess. That's not being reported by most people, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that since 95% of the people in Senegal are Muslims, there's a pretty good chance he's a Muslim. Probably the other 5% don't belong to anything or whatever. But 95% of the people in Senegal are Muslims. So there's a better, you know, when we say, is this guy a Muslim? That is not a rhetorical question like asking, is the Pope Catholic? Because the Pope doesn't embrace traditional Catholic doctrine or values on anything anymore. He embraces globalist communist values on everything. And those are his first priority. So I don't know if the Pope is Catholic, but I'm pretty sure that this Senegal terrorist is Islamic. But we can't say that. We'll get shut down. Because that is the key thing. That is the tactic that they use to intimidate and dominate with censorship. We also have the link that's up on InfoWars talking about our 50-hour broadcast here to support free speech. The final level of censorship is here, the banning of URLs. It is, I think, the next to the last effort. The final effort will be to ban domain names. But they want to hide people getting to these various URLs right now. By the way, folks, here's a practical tip on how to get around the banning of URLs. Use a VPN, a virtual private network. Now, China doesn't allow you to have these VPNs because that's part of their great firewall of China. And I'm sure that Tim Cook at Apple will eventually be taking them down quickly as well. You know, they love to control things, except when it's something like the Saudi government app Absure, which Tim Cook doesn't have a problem with that. He's got a problem with InfoWars app, but he doesn't have a problem with Absure. Absure was put together by the Saudi government so that you can key in the number of all of the women under your control. If they try to travel or get out of the country, the government will contact you via the Absure app, and you can let them know whether your female chattel property is allowed to move or not. And Apple's just fine with that. Not fine with InfoWars. Not fine with it. So I moved to Google hasn't shut it down either, but Google has basically up to this point has taken a laissez-faire attitude towards most apps. It's one of the reasons why I chucked my iPhone. You know, I got an iPhone on the very first day they were released. I thought it was a brilliant design. I like good technology and always had Apple products. And now I'm leaving Apple. So long, Tim Apple. I'm not going to be getting your stuff anymore. 85% of the market now for the smartphone is based on the Android platform. And there is a browser called Opera. Here's your tip on how to get around the censorship in New Zealand and Australia and China and all these other places. Opera, which I'm sure they'll ban that as well. Opera now has built into it, in the latest release, they have now built in a VPN into the operating system. With a virtual private network, your ISP provider, your internet service provider, doesn't know what country you're in to apply these censorship rules. Isn't it sad that we've gotten to this situation? But believe me, it is only a temporary fix, because the whole purpose of the internet is to manipulate the public. It is to intimidate people, as we say, and it is for them to ultimately dominate us in everything that we say, do, or think.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night. That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by my Patriot Supply. There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. It is time to save our God-given rights. Forget about the First Amendment. You know, the First Amendment just recognizes those guys. It doesn't convey those rights to us. It prohibits the government from taking them from us. That's why the government is working in cooperation with corporations to do it. Because of that legal prohibition from them doing it directly, like they're doing it in New Zealand, in Australia, in China, in the UK. Because of that prohibition, they got to use corporations. And when the government works with corporations, there's a word for that, folks. Fascism. So stop the fascist attacks on free speech. Yeah, Antifa is not anti-fascist. They are anti-First Amendment. Maybe that's really what they're trying to tell us. Anti-First Amendment is really what they are. And as part of this, we've got a 50-hour broadcast going and big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off of all InfoWars Life products. And what we're going to be doing is introducing every few hours, we're going to have a new flash sale. The flash sale right now for this hour going on right now is 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is the original formulation that has been gone for a while. We're bringing that back by popular demand. It is now back in stock. And we have that as a special flash sale. Again, 55%, not 50% like everything else on InfoWars, along with free shipping, double Patriot points, but 55% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Stay tuned on the broadcast. We're going to have more flash sales that will be coming up. But right now, the flash sale is 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the original formula, back in stock. You are our sponsors. You can work with us to stop this fascist government alliance, this private-public partnership to destroy your God-given rights. As Tom Luongo writes in Zero Hedge, censorship is tightening because government is losing control. So governments have lost control of the narrative and that they are in control of events. So they're banning people, many of us, for no apparent reason. Latest outrage, says Tom Luongo, is Twitter banning the account of WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange's mother, Christine. Yeah, that happened. I tweeted out about that on Libertarian if you want to follow me on Twitter while I'm still there. Facebook is was blocking earlier over the weekend. They blocked and then unblocked Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge didn't even have a Facebook account, but people were not allowed to share Zero Hedge articles on Facebook. This is what's going on. Oh, well, that was a mistake. Well, they're back at it again. You've now got people calling for the platforms themselves, Twitter, Facebook, etc., to be regulated by the government to stop dangerous information from reaching consumers. Well, folks, the kind of regulation that they're talking about is to regulate the social media platforms for the purpose of censorship, not regulate them for the purpose of free speech. You understand the difference? There's a big difference. When Marco Rubio had his little show hearing and Alex confronted him in the hallway, Alex was condemned and banned for intimidating a senator publicly, you know, talking to him. And, of course, Marco Rubio pretended he didn't know who Alex Jones was, said, I don't go to your website. Oh, well, if you don't know who he is, did you know that he had a website? But he later admitted that he was lying, as if we all didn't know. And Alex confronted Oliver Darcy, a so-called reporter for the censorship news network, CNN. His only goal is to shut down other media organizations that they're losing to. And so when he confronted this guy, who had made a career out of shutting down InfoWars, and you know, saying, oh, look, shut him down for this, shut him down for that. When Alex confronted him, Alex was banned by Twitter. The only people who had not banned us in the initial August the 6th move by big tech, the concerted move. None dare call it conspiracy, right? And meanwhile, as I said, if Marco Rubio really wanted to do something about free speech, and he was really concerned about an out-of-control internet social media Silicon Valley monarchs that we've got running out there. If he really wanted to do something about that, he would have had Alex Jones testify. Everybody knew who Alex Jones was, including Marco Rubio. But Rubio has his hearings so that he can intimidate Twitter and Facebook and Google to say, you're going to censor for us, not for China, right? You're going to do what we say, right? Not what China says. So he wants them to be his iron fist in the velvet glove. And that's really what this is about. So you got people out there saying, you know, we got to step up the regulation of these people. We got to put penalties against all these internet companies that already said, the UK and others, et cetera. If we identify something that we don't like, that we think is hateful or false, then we want you to commit, said the EU, to taking down this whatever we flag. We want you to be able to take that down within a specific short time period. Are you demanding censorship? No, we should have the government come in and say, a lot of people said, let's regulate them as utilities. I don't think we even need to regulate them as utilities. We've already got a Supreme Court decision going back to 1946. Marsh versus Alabama. I had a very good discussion when I hosted Alex Jones's show, I think it's 2 weeks ago. Today, I talked to Robert Barnes, the First Amendment lawyer, and I said, I talked to him off air, I said, you know about Marsh versus Alabama. And, oh, yeah, I know about that. I've actually used that in the case. Let's talk about that. So we had a great discussion about that. He brought that up in a censorship case with one of these corporate censors, corporate shills for the government, and they quickly settled with him out of court because they don't want that to be brought up again. We hear all the time that the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, and by the way, we got Phelan McAleer, one of the producers of Gosnell the movie, is going to be joining us later in the broadcast. But we hear all the time that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. It's settled. We had a Supreme Court decision on it. It is settled. And yet, we had a Supreme Court decision that was exactly what this is. As Robert Barnes said, the model for censorship that is being imposed on us now is the corporate town. Just like the mid-20th century and earlier, you had the corporate coal towns. They owned everything, right? You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt? St. Peter, don't you call me because I can't come. I owe my soul to the company store. They owned everything, including the public square. And in this public square, you had a woman who was, I think, a Jehovah's Witness. She was passing out religious tracts. They said, not here. Not going to do it here. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. They said, even if the public square is privately owned, we, the government, have a right to protect the natural rights, the God-given rights of people to speak freely. And we're not going to allow a corporation to steal those rights from people. And they said, even if it is publicly, if privately owned, the public square cannot have censorship. Now, we've had both Twitter, Jack Dorsey has said 8 times that his business model is the public square. We are the public square. All right, let's regulate them. We've already had a law passed. We've already had a Supreme Court decision. Just apply it. We don't even have to come in and say we're going to start treating them like utilities. All right? We've had Zuckerberg say, well, our model has been the public square, but now we're going to start talking about, we're going to kind of focus more towards one-on-one private conversations between people on Facebook and so forth. Their model is the public square. That's the way they have sold themselves. And they have a monopoly on. They own that public square. As a matter of fact, that's the argument of a lot of people who want to protect their authoritarian powers over our free speech. And we've had a court decision that applies that principle. Now, if we want to talk about it being utilities, what it would be is you got people like Marco Rubio saying, we're going to treat them like utilities, but we're going to use the utilities to deny electrical power to certain groups of people that we don't like. Whether we don't like their politics or whether we don't like their religion or whatever, we're going to deny power to those particular people. Because, folks, if they deny your free speech, they are denying your power. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about how to get around this censorship. Of course, it's coming online because the government's realized that they are losing control. Tom Luongo was saying that it begins with the legitimizing the deplatforming of people like Alex Jones and InfoWars and social media companies like Gab. Because some speech is just too free, they say. These are people who are supposedly too fringe to be suffered. Eventually, we're going to get to the point, as he says, the polarization of electorates all around the world was planned as part and parcel of the divide and conquer strategy, which preps the rhetorical ground preceding color revolutions. If it begins with deplatforming Alex Jones, it begins with what we're seeing. It ends with what we're seeing today. It is jailing people for sharing the video of a madman's self-aggrandizement video. And folks, I would just point out this and this mania with millennials about Andrew Yang. As I said yesterday, when I went through one of the fawning articles about, oh, look, he is Ross Perot for the millennials. And the guy even said he's got a great idea. He wants to have an information czar. Now, he doesn't call him a czar, but he is a czar, an authoritarian figure who would look at information, decide if it was false, decide if it was hateful, ban that information, and then, let's go a little next step further, punish, assess fines against the people who put that information out there that he doesn't like. This is Andrew Yang's platform. He's proud of this. And you've got fools. I mean, these people really are fools. Trotskyite fools. Youthful idiots, not just useful idiots. There's no useful idiot like a youthful one. Saying, oh, yeah, we love this guy, Andrew Yang. I mean, who would have thought that he would come up with the idea that we're going to have the federal government decide what's true and false, ban that information, and then assess penalties, financial penalties for publishing that information? Because I said it's false, right? Ah, that's fake news. Here's your fine. Who would have thought that that would come from a guy pushing universal basic income? Universal basic income, folks, is just pure on communism. I'm really surprised, frankly, that Andrew Yang, coming as he does from Taiwan, his parents actually came from Taiwan, and maybe that's the explanation, When I was in Florida, I knew a lot of people who had come from Castro's communist Cuba. They were hardcore anti-communists. It's just like you talk to somebody who spent a great deal of their life under Hitler or under the Stasi in East Germany or under Stalin or whatever. They can smell the tyranny miles away, and they are quick to react to it. And so I knew a lot of my friends had parents who had fled Cuba, and they had told their kids about that. I'm really kind of surprised that Andrew Yang's parents in Taiwan, I've known some people from Taiwan as well, and they are very anti-communist. And like the people in Hong Kong, they understand what communist China is about. They don't want to see that system here. And yet Andrew Yang, let's have the government decide what's true and false and punish people for it. Not just censor it, but punish them for it. And I'm not surprised when he puts out universal basic income, which is nothing but communism writ large. Exactly what the millennials want. Yeah, let's live in Uncle's basement for the rest of our life, Uncle Sam. He'll give us money every month. And it's absolutely amazing what he's proposed. But let's get back to the censorship stuff. Private internet access, I told you I'm going to tell you how to get past the censorship. As privateinternetaccess.com says, ISPs in Australia and New Zealand have started censoring the internet without legal precedent. It said several websites, including Vote, Zero Hedge, Archives.is, LiveLeak, and others have been blocked in Australia and New Zealand in direct contravention to civil liberties that citizens are supposed to have. The biggest of the internet providers, Telstra, has published a blog defending their censorship, even acknowledging that free speech has been sacrificed by the company's decision. And this is what Telstra says. We appreciate that it is necessary to ensure that free speech is carefully balanced against protecting the community. But, and I don't really care what comes after that, but, because this is exactly what the Democrats say when they want to take away your right to defend yourself, right? Oh, we recognize that it's a great thing to be able to go hunting and to go shooting for sports, and maybe even some of them will acknowledge that you have a right to defend yourself. But they'll say, but. So what Telstra says, but with these sites continuing to host disturbing content, we feel it is the right thing to do to block them. And let me remind you that on Dissenter, they simply said, we're not going to censor anybody's comments about what they want to say about things. So, oh, well, you're gone. We're going to block your URL. They go on to say on privateinternetaccess.com, starting over the weekend, and they name some of the culprits. You know, it is important to name the names of these quislings who are taking down our free speech, our God-given natural rights. Spark New Zealand, Spark NZ, Vodafone NZ, Vocus NZ were the three New Zealand ISPs that have taken it upon themselves to block these sites. The ISPs and smartphone network providers are claiming that these are only temporary blocks. Temporary blocks that have lasted for multiple days. More than long enough to change people's browsing habits. You hear that? You block somebody for just a few days, and as they point out, they know that's going to change people's browsing habits. And then they come back and say, all right, well, we restored you. It's kind of what Facebook did to this particular broadcast. Blocked it for a few weeks and then eventually put it back on. And people, is that there? I thought you were gone. I don't know. They don't know that it's even back. As one of the chief executives said, this is an unprecedented move by the telecommunications industry, but one that they all agree is necessary. Oh, isn't that nice? They all agree that it's time for 1984 to come to New Zealand. As this site says, free speech is an absolute concept. It is an absolute concept. It is part and parcel of our humanity. These people who do not recognize our humanity, people like B.F. Skinner, behaviorists who want to manipulate us, they want to intimidate us so that they can dominate us. They deny our humanity. They deny our freedom and dignity. That's what B.F. Skinner called his book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. We can manipulate people like brute animals, and that's exactly what they're doing. Do you feel the bit in your mouth? That's the bit that they put there to keep you from speaking freely. To turn your head to the left. Turn your head away from what they don't want you to see. Yeah, there it is right there, B.F. Skinner. I've said this before. My wife was in graduate school in education. She came home with that. And I said, well, it's about time somebody complained about what they're doing in the schools to people. This is back when we were in college a long time ago. And she said, no, you don't understand. They're making a case on how we need to manipulate the kids that B.F. Skinner doesn't think that there should be or is anything such as human freedom or human dignity. And I said, you got to get out of this. You got to get out of this system. And she did. She got out of that pretty quickly. Anyway, they said, free speech is an absolute concept. And by that virtue alone, this censorship is not the right thing to do. So let me just tell you, if you're New Zealand, what are some of the best VPNs? Because there's ways to get around it. Right now, it's a VPN. If they take away domain name registration, and that's why I believe they moved it away from the United States, because we got that troublesome First Amendment. Anybody else with a globalist organization, they can just take away your domain name. And then the VPN thing doesn't work. This is an article going back from a site called SecureThoughts.com. This goes back to March the 5th. Oh, that's so last year, isn't it? March the 5th of this year, quite frankly, saying, surprisingly, there's a fair amount of internet censorship in New Zealand. Well, it's not a surprise to anybody anymore, is it? And so they said the enforcement of these censorship demands is voluntary. However, two providers provide service for 75% of the country, and they participate voluntarily in the censorship program. It is a private-public partnership. If you play along with them, you get rewarded with access, with subsidies, and so forth. This is why, I said, and we already have connected the dots of how Facebook and Google and others were rewarded, were set up in business just like we set up the Mujahideen, set up Al-Qaeda, set up ISIS. We set up these censors as well. And so they got a whole bunch of them. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, Surfshark, NordVPN, and my favorite, Hide My Ass. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a longer segment coming up in the next segment, and I want to put more of a background on this censorship stuff, because we're in the middle of a 50-hour broadcast to save free speech, save the First Amendment, but folks, save your God-given rights. If they can steal your God-given rights of free speech, of the free expression, of religion, of your right to freely assemble and so forth, and these are all under attack, and they are all on the table. These are things that government did not give us through the First Amendment. The First Amendment prohibits government from taking them from us. That's why some people will talk about it as negative rights. I don't like using those terms. Those are the terms that the Democrats use. Oh, well, the Bill of Rights are negative rights. They're prohibitions on the government stealing our God-given natural rights. That's not a negative thing. But they say, oh, but we offer you positive rights. They're going to remove the negative rights that you have. The Democrats say they're going to give you positive rights. Say you have a right to health care. You have a right to housing. Now, it'll probably be government housing, and you probably will not like that health care that they give you, because they're going to they'll give you free abortions, but then they won't give you any choice about vaccines. Right? they're going to not give you any information or any choice or any power to make those choices. But they call that a positive right. Now, let's talk a little bit in this segment, because as I said, I'm going to get more into the First Amendment and where this is going, because I do believe that this is the beginning of a literal war that these people see coming up in the next 10 years. They believe that this is happening. I think that based on the cyclical pattern of history, that we are arriving at a very dangerous time, and they're doing everything that they can to make that happen. I don't want to see that happen. You got the guy who published the manifesto, the purported shooter, who says, my whole purpose is to create a civil war. Well, these people have that same purpose. They are working in concert with him. They are on the same page. Both Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and this alleged shooter are really on the same page. They want to create a civil war. Now, I have to apologize to the people in New Zealand. I said that with all these reports of people gladly turning in their firearms, that maybe there literally were more sheep than people in New Zealand. And that is always a joke that New Zealanders would tell about themselves, talking about how they're really weren't very many people living there. And that's a big selling point, quite frankly, for many people. But I said, well, maybe there aren't any people left. Maybe they're just sheeple. Well, it turns out that this story about turning in their guns is maybe kind of fake news. As Zero Hedge points out, as of Tuesday night, New Zealand police report that 37 firearms have been surrendered. 37. no accounting was provided of how many people own those guns. In other words, those 37 guns could have been owned by, you know, five or six people, maybe. The types of firearms that were turned in is not accounted for. And where they were surrendered is not accounted for. So I'm not even really sure they turned in 37 firearms. This might be a psyop by the left-wing press and the New Zealand government to get everybody to believe that I'm the only one out here who wants to hang on to my firearms. I said, so far we know of four people who have. The Green Party member John Hart, longtime gun owner, turned in a rifle. A grandmother who goes by the Twitter handle, Faye Hag, said she requested her family's guns to be handed in for destruction. And a former New Zealand Army soldier, Pete Bridle, who said that he warned local police of extremists at a local rifle club where he said he suspected the shooter was a member. So we know of four people who have turned in guns. Even the police say only 37 people have. But if you look at the press, everybody in New Zealand is gladly handing in their guns as they ban all military-style, quote-unquote, all assault rifles, quote-unquote. Isn't that nice? That's such a vague, nebulous, malleable term. We'll be right back.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, March 21st, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. This is part of our 50-hour broadcast. This is hour number two. 50-hour broadcast to save free speech, folks. To stop big tech tyranny. Yeah, it's big tech censorship, but it is tyranny, quite frankly. They're being, it's part of a fascist alliance with a government that wants to control everything that you see and hear. And it is so that they can manipulate you, so that they can intimidate you and totally dominate you. We have the Prime Minister of New Zealand coming out and saying, on March 15th, our history changed forever. Now our laws will too. Well, you know, we've had a lot of attacks, as I pointed out. There's a lot of Islamic attacks that have happened. You know, we've had direct attacks against churches. If you just look at the direct attacks against churches, we have had literally hundreds of them per year for the last several years. And I went down and broke it out as 2018, 2017, 2016. How many different attacks were? Hundreds of them. Do they not matter because they're in the third world? For the most part, but not all of them. A lot of them are happening in Western countries, but they still don't get reported because we love our Somalis. We love our migrants. It's about protecting migrants in general, the open borders agenda in general, but Muslims in particular. And so they choose to look the other way when there is a dog bites man story of Muslims hundreds of times a year attacking churches. In 2016, more than 900 people were killed in those attacks. And I forget how many thousands of people were injured. We had a terror attack at the end of January in the Philippines. A Catholic cathedral was attacked by Islamic terrorists. You had 20 people killed, and I think it was 111. I'm going from memory here. 111 people injured, I think, in that particular attack. But when we have a man bites dog story where a mosque is attacked, now history has changed forever, says the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And now our laws will change too. So she uses that to take away guns. And they already had a lot of gun control in New Zealand. But now they're going to ban quote unquote military style and quote unquote assault rifles. As I just said, those are really vague, nebulous terms that they can then manipulate to fit anything. And quite frankly, it pretty much fits everything in New Zealand except for, here's something that's not banned. You can have a semi-automatic 22 caliber rimfire firearm as long as it doesn't hold more than 10 rounds. Good luck finding one of these. You can have a semi-automatic that has no more than 5 rounds. Those will be permitted, 22 caliber, if they don't have too many bullets in them at one time. That is the way that they are intimidating people. How is the way that they are manipulating people? Let's take a look at this article here. I tweeted out about this. This, by the way, is not The Onion, but you have a guy actually publishing this is a real article that was published in the Journal of Medical Ethics. So this is a real ethical journal, supposedly. A Finnish bioethicist from Finland. And he makes a moral case for letting people decide what age they are. I tweeted this out and I said, you know, we're getting people banned everywhere for dead naming transgenders. You know, somebody says, well, they're born a man, they are a biological man, and then they say, but now I'm going to go by this female name and you've got to refer to me as a female and so forth. And if you refer to me as my original name, like you call me Bruce Gender or something, that's dead naming. And you get banned by social media for that. Dead naming. It's now a thought crime here in the Western countries. So I said, are we going to have a new one now? Are we going to call it dead numbering? Because we're going to let people decide what age they are? See, this is the intimidation, the manipulation part of it. You got to say that 2 + 2 = 5. You cannot refer to any objective reality, whether it is genitals or anniversaries. And I don't know, what do we call these people, you know, that come up with a different age? You know, we call them trans age people, or we call them trans annuals. I think we should call them traniversaries, because they get to decide how many birthdays they've had. And it doesn't really matter how many they've actually had. This guy is making the argument in the Journal of Medical Ethics. He says there's a moral case for the legal change of a person's age to correspond to that person's quote-unquote, experienced age. And I saw that and I thought, well, wait a minute. Maybe he's onto something here. You know, we got Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman that has previously written under the, I guess now, I will dead name Beto O'Rourke. I'll call him Robert O'Rourke, because that's what he used to publish his pieces that he's now been questioned about. You know, when he did the review, talking about the good-looking chicks in a Follies review or something like that. He went by the name of Robert O'Rourke. He didn't use Beto. He tells everybody, oh, I was Beto all my life. No, he wasn't. Not when he was writing the reviews that the feminists were so upset with him about. He was writing that under Robert O'Rourke. So I'm dead-naming him. I'm dead-naming Beto. I'm calling him Robert O'Rourke because he's a trans-Hispanic. He identifies as being Hispanic, so obviously he is. All these people who are coming to America, they are trans-Americans. You know, they identify as being American citizens, so whether they legally are or not, they don't have to be born here. They have to have any connection here, but they can just say, you know, I'm in El Salvador. I'm an El Salvador citizen, but I consider myself to be an American citizen, so I think I should be supported by the American taxpayers. Get a free education, get free housing. I should be voting in their elections. And if I can't vote in their elections, I should be counted in their census so that the sanctuary states like California and New York can get greater representation in Congress. I'm a trans-American, just like Beto is a trans-Hispanic, right? These foreign people. So I look at this and I say, you know, we might be onto something with this guy. He is trans-Hispanic, but he may also be a traniversary. Because my wife and I had this discussion the other day. She said, how old is he? I said, how old do you think he is? We went back and forth, and she said, well, you know, I think maybe he's in his early 30s, max. I said, no, he couldn't run for president if he was in his early 30s. They have an age restriction on that now. Isn't that sexist or ageist to say that you got to be 35 years old? Why did the founders do that? Those guys, those old dead white guys, they just didn't know anything. They were so full of hate and bigotry, they made people wait till they were 35 to run for president. Can you imagine that? Oh, we just had a study come out the other day saying, you don't really become an adult until you're 30 years old. I wonder how the founders knew that without a massive government-funded study. It just amazes me. These guys are like, were they time travelers or something? Did they come forward in time and look at the federally funded study? So we had this argument, you know, how old is Beto? She was absolutely flummoxed to realize that he's 46 years old. Boy, he doesn't seem like that, does he? Clearly, if we look at his experience age, Beto is a teenager. As a teenager, he's not qualified to run for president. As a teenager, he's not even qualified to vote. He's so young in my mind and in her mind. I mean, he looks to me like, you know, some 16-year-old. The way he interacts with everybody, he's so malleable, so ungrounded on everything. Well, yeah, gee, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe, yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't refer to my wife as a mother or something. That's, you know, motherhood and apple pie. That's right. We don't do those things in America anymore, right? I have to apologize for everybody. People are more concerned about that than they are about his twisted fiction that he wrote when he was a teenager. Oh, but that's okay because he's just a teenager. No. When you got teenagers pulling the wings off of flies or abusing animals or whatever, they typically grow up to be mass murderers. And I don't want a mass murderer with a nuclear football. So I think Beto, by his experienced age, shouldn't be running for president. I don't think he should even be allowed to vote. But they go through this and they say, you know, when a person genuinely feels that his age differs significantly from his chronological age, we should recognize that. It's only ethical to recognize that. This, folks, is the manipulation stage, so they can totally dominate you. 2 + 2 = 5, especially for birthdays.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
system of control that is coming on us? Is this Brave New World or is it 1984? Yes, it is both of them. As I said, it's manipulate, intimidate, to dominate. The manipulation is the Brave New World aspect, right? You know, in Brave New World, they gave them free sex, free drugs, you know, take your soma, just chill out. You know, don't worry about anything. We'll have all the kids. We'll train all the kids. We will stratify everybody in society. We'll control everything. If you're passive like that, you know, they will manipulate you. That's the manipulation part. Now, if you don't fall into that category, they will intimidate you. That's the 1984 pattern. So yes, we have both things that are happening right now. Both 1984 and Brave New World. And you put those two together and you have total domination. And so it's very important when we look at the manipulation part of this, the Brave New World part of this, to focus on the, another way to look at it is Gaslight, you know, the Hitchcock movie, where you just keep feeding false information to people and, oh yeah, that's right. You know, keep telling people 2 + 2 = 5. You can get some of the people to believe that. Now, as Orwell pointed out, if they truly don't believe it, you can still intimidate them into saying that 2 + 2 = 5. And so when we look at this story from College Fix, yeah, it's not The Onion. You've actually got a guy saying we have to recognize trans ageism. This is a new one. This is your new gaslighting term. That has now been dropped on us this week by the lunatic left. But it is a very deliberate plan that these people have, folks. They're not just crazies. They are crazy like foxes. Transageism. I prefer to call it traniversary. It'll prevent severe discrimination. He says when the person genuinely feels that his age is significantly different from his chronological, his objective age, then the person's biological age is recognized to be significantly different, and that age change would likely prevent, stop, or reduce ageism, discrimination due to age that he would otherwise face. You know, he might feel bullied if you referred to him or she by their actual objective chronological age, and we can't allow anybody to be bullied. You know, if we carry this further on, they might commit suicide because they're concerned about their biological age or something. So we have to recognize their desire to be a different age. Said legal age is a cause of severe discrimination for some people whose biological and emotional age do not match their chronological age. Age is for some people at least an important part of their identity. Oh, yes. And if you identify with something, far be it from me to point out the objective reality, I must participate in your tea party. This is the Mad Hatter theory of social control. People can identify themselves as older or younger than they actually chronologically are. And I do not deny people's own experience. How far be it from me to deny their experience. If they think they're older, they're older. If they think they're younger, they're younger. And so it is the people who actually conducted this interview, College Fix, asked him to explain how he thinks certain potential abuses, for example, what if somebody is a pedophile and they want to get around statutory rape laws? He said, well, children cannot consent to sex, and that explains why sex with a child is wrong, he said. Oh, this is an ethicist speaking now. And of course he is right. He is right. However, we got ways to get around that that we're working on right now. Okay? If a child cannot consent to sex, because, you know, they don't have the maturity to do that. We can then begin by saying that children can consent to sex change. Oh, yeah. See, it's just very easy to go from a child in kindergarten consenting to change what sex they are, what gender they are. If they're mature enough to do that, then they're mature enough to just consent to sex. Consent to the sex change? Well, you can consent to the sex. That's why I've said from the very beginning, all of this drag queen story hour, all of this pushing of the transgender stuff on children that is happening in the schools, in many cases, even way before they get to puberty, before many of these kids are even 8 years old. They are pushing chemicals and hormones on them to change them physically in irreversible ways. And they don't have the physical maturity, the mental maturity, to understand what's happening to them. That's why we prohibit sex with children. But we don't prohibit sex change with children. Now, see, that's the way that they're working this in. And so he goes, well, you know, I would think that a way to get around that is we would propose that there would be an upper or lower limit for age change. Oh, really? Oh, okay. So you're not going to let anybody, he says, well, we'll say that you can vary your age arbitrarily, whatever you feel your age to be. We would limit that age to being somewhere between 18 and 60. To which I would reply, how intolerant and hateful. Who are you to say that I have to limit my age, my subjective age, to between 18 and 60? Where did you come up with that? I mean, if we're going to not have any basis in objective reality, why would you bracket it there? I mean, do we stop at 60 so you can't get Social Security? I mean, right? Millennials, I'm sure, would like to identify as 65 so they could start drawing Social Security. Oh, that's right. They got Andrew Yang and universal basic income, so they don't have to identify as being 65. So he limits it to 60 is the upper. You can't get into the early bird discounts at the buffet. How unfair is that? I mean, some people would have a real problem with that. But he's going to limit it to 18 to 60. See, if you don't believe in anything, if you don't believe in objective reality, you will fall for everything. But this is all part of the manipulation. This is all part of the gaslighting. It's all part of the Brave New World aspect of it. And then we have the 1984 stuff. We have Mark Meadows saying that there were sitting ambassadors who participated in the plot to take down President Trump. Mark Meadows, a congressman from North Carolina, revealed that, quote, sitting ambassadors were involved in a plot to take down President Trump. He said, according to the Washington Examiner, he's going to release documents that will show that U.S. ambassadors conspired with the Department of Justice against President Trump. Think about that. I mean, this has been developing over a slow period of time, but let's just go back. Imagine yourself in 2016, and I were to tell you that sitting U.S. ambassadors are conspiring with the Federal Department of Justice and with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to overthrow an election. You would say, you crazy conspiracy theorist, you're always coming up with these crazy ideas. He said, not only was there no collusion by President Trump, but there was a coordinated effort to take this president down. We talk about the deep state, said Mark Meadows. There are players now, even ambassadors that are sitting ambassadors, involved in part of this with the FBI and Department of Justice. Folks, this is not a coup against President Trump. This is a coup against the voters, you. This is a coup against the Constitution. We'll be right back. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship. And I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is part of our 50-hour broadcast to defend free speech, to defend your basic human rights against a fascist combination of governments and corporations who are moving to take away free speech and everything else that you possess as a human being, your natural rights. It's kind of interesting that Joe Biden's big discussion with Clarence Thomas was over natural rights. Joe Biden hated the concept of natural rights. And so do these people today in New Zealand. In Washington and so forth, who want to take away your fundamental rights. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us in this segment. Real quickly, before we go to Gerald, I just want to remind you that as part of this 50-hour broadcast, we have 50% off on all of our InfoWars Live products, and we have double Patriot points. So even though we've cut the price in half, you're still going to get the same amount of Patriot points as if you'd paid full price, and you'll be able to use those Patriot points for discounts in the future. And we have free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. In addition to all the InfoWars Life products, these are the health products, the supplements, the Super Blue products that have nano silver in them, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the topical ointment that have nano silver in it to fight bacteria and virus. In addition to all of those InfoWars Life products that are on 50% sale, we also have flash sales that we are introducing throughout the 50 hours. The one that we've got right now is 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's the original formula. It is now back in stock by popular demand. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine now 55% off as part of the flash sale, part of our 50-hour broadcast where everything else is 50% off. Yet double Patriot points and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is Gerald Celente. And, of course, Gerald Celente is a master of spotting trends. He publishes trends research, Trends Journal at TrendsResearch.com. You can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And, Gerald, we have a new trend that I just want to ask you about before we get into some political and economic information. We have a new trend, and it's called transageism. And according to this bioethicist from Finland, it is transageism if you tell somebody that their age is actually their chronological age. So I want to ask you what age do you identify with? And you've got to pick, according to this guy, you've got to pick a number between 18 and 60. Why he came up with those that range, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to go younger because that's the upper limit of 60. I'm already over that. So that means I'm automatically getting younger. But just pick an age, and then we'll ask you to pick an unemployment rate, pick an interest rate, pick a growth rate for the economy after we're finished with your age. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Why such important things like interest rates, growth rates? Who's this jerk saying this stupid crap that people are reporting? Because that's all the media's become. I want to be the age I am, 72. How about this, you guy in Finland? F you. 72, F you. Got the issue? What a jerk. I want to be the age I am because I know what it was when I was over there, and I know who I am now because of all I've gone through in life. Could you get that in your head, Junior?
Well, you know, he's saying that it's based on your experience, on your life experiences. And I think, Gerald, that you've had so many life experiences, you could probably go into triple digits. Maybe you're 111 like Bilbo Baggins or something. You've had a lot of life experiences. That's why Trends Journal is so important.
Yeah, and if I tell you some of those life experiences, I could never run for political office, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, let's go back to the other fictional arbitrary numbers that are out there. You know, we've got the government coming out and saying, well, you know, we said it was going to be, we thought it wasn't going to be 3% growth rate like last year, so we thought maybe, you know, it would be 2.25 to 2.5 or what. Now we're going to say that it's 2% growth rate, and now the Federal Reserve is not going to raise interest rates. So we have all these arbitrary economic metrics, which I don't know. I don't trust their economic growth rate calculations. I don't trust their unemployment numbers for sure. But now we've got the Fed has come out and said we're cutting the growth estimates so that we don't have to raise interest rates. Your comments.
Look, I've been on your show for years. I've been saying this since January.
Oh, yeah.
When they did a backtrack on January 4th when the Fed chair said he'd be patient in raising interest rates. I said, forget about it. They're not going to be patient. They're going to lower interest rates. No one's saying that. They're saying they're not going to raise them now. You see, they're going to lower them. There's a global economic slowdown. The country can't take higher interest rates. Trump trumped power. Remember, he called them loco. They were crazy. They're destroying the economy. Trump's in the real estate business. You look at the real estate numbers. They're going down. New home sales in December, in January, home sales overall. In December, in Southern California, we're down 20%. They can't take a 5% mortgage. That was happening in a 30-year mortgage. That was happening in November. They got to lower interest rates, and they're going to, because that's the only thing, David, that juiced this phony economy following the panic of 08. Monetary methadone. Nobody ever heard of zero and negative interest rate policy. So they're going to lower interest rates. What boosted the economy in 2018 was lowering the taxes to corporations from 35 to 21%, pushing all that dough into the economy. And now that's slowing up. And there's a global slowdown. It's almost recession in Germany. They barely missed it, technically. Italy's in a recession. You look at what's going on in China. There's a global slowdown. They're going to lower interest rates. And it's election time, the presidential reality show. They want to boost the economy before 2020. If they could raise interest rates 9 times since 2015, they could lower them. And that's what I believe they're going to do.
Yeah, and you've been saying this, you have been saying this every time you come on the program. You've been the one talking about the slowdown and the overbuilding of real estate and so forth in China and globally. We've seen reports of this in local markets, but the mainstream media doesn't really focus on that. They try to avoid talking about that. You know, Gerald, we've seen some talk that has surfaced recently about coming after the National Association of Realtors because of their realtor fee. Now, I thought, this is kind of curious that this would be happening at this particular point in time, because whether you agree with the fee that they charge, I think it's too high for what is produced out there, but whether or not you agree with that, they haven't paid attention to this for quite some time. I think they're really getting desperate about the real estate market. They're trying to do something to try to help turn houses, because the housing market is down in so many markets so steeply, as you've been pointing out for a long time.
Yes, and the other thing too, when we're talking about real estate, you know, that these inflation numbers are a lot of baloney. They keep them low so they don't have to get more Social Security and other payments. So they keep the, look at how the prices of housing have risen since 2009 at the end of the Great Recession, theoretically. And look at how low wages have gone up. So going back to what the Fed's going to do, they have to juice the economy. And everyone knows that the only thing that's going to make it happen is more cheap money. So that's where we're going. And on the real estate issue, yes, they want to lower it because, as you pointed out so accurately, we're seeing slowdowns. But here's what we're saying. You're going to see another boost in real estate, because you're going to see, I believe, by the 2020 election, right now you're seeing the 30-year mortgage. It just hit another, came down to a year low, about 4.35. You're going to see that thing around 3.5, 3.25 by next August. So they're going to bring interest rates down to keep the economy pumped up.
Another thing,
David, very important, gasoline prices.
All right, we're going to get to that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. We're talking to Gerald Celente, and again, they can manipulate these numbers just like this Finnish bioethicist can manipulate your birthdays. They're all over the place, and they're facing some real age issues, because you look at the baby boomers. Are they going to be taking out 30-year mortgages? How about the millennials? Looks like they're not doing that either. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. We'll talk about trends, trendsjournal.com.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente. And quickly said it in a hurry as we're going to break. It is trendsresearch.com, and that's where you can find what he publishes, Trends Journal. You can get some complimentary articles there as well as subscribe to The Real Thing. And if you've heard Gerald Celente, he is spot on about the trends that we're looking at. And, of course, one of the things that we're looking at coming up in the future are, the kind of nerdy, wonky policies are being put out by Andrew Yang pushing universal basic income. Of course, the millennials love that idea. Send me some free money. I don't have to do anything. Gerald, what do you think about the Democrat race so far? I mean, we've got an amazing cast of characters. This should be very entertaining debates when we have the debates.
Well, yeah, we actually did a feature story in our Trends Journal, and we call it the Presidential Reality Show. And that's all it is. It's the greatest show on earth. It's a freak show. And talking about universal, income. And come on, where are you going to get the money from? None of the politicians are talking about how to create jobs. They're telling us we're going to give you free education. I'll give you free health care. The Bernie bit that they're all picking up on. And this.
And that's Andrew Yang. It's like, it's free income. It's free health care. What do I need the free money for? They're going to give me everything else for free. I don't understand. And this is a guy who wants to micromanage every detail of your life. And he knows better than you about everything, including circumcision and how to fix the problem of empty malls. I mean, he's actually got these policies on his website. I've never seen so much detailed nonsense in my life.
Well, it's all detailed nonsense, every one of them. And by the way, when you were away for a bit, I had on your show, it was the first time that I said it on another show, was that we have picked the winner of the Democratic candidate who's going to run for the White House on the Democratic side.
Yes.
And that was on, I believe, February 7th or 6th or 7th on your show. And it's going to be B.O., Beto O'Rourke.
I remember that. Yeah, my wife reminded me of that. She said Gerald Celente has picked Beto O'Rourke when he came out with his $6.1 million day to just slightly edge out Bernie Sanders. And it's amazing to me how the media is fawning over him. He does appear to be the chosen one, doesn't he?
Yeah, and that's
you were the first one to call it.
Yeah, that's why I called it way back, because I saw how the fix was in. And let's forget who this guy is. He's a little privileged boy with an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy married a rich woman, and he married a billionaire's daughter.
Yeah.
He's a boy, you know, they sent him away to private school because he was a pain in the neck at home, and they had to get him out of there. So he's a little nothing. And he won that congressional race because his daddy-in-law bought about almost $300,000 worth of TV ads to blast the other guy out. So the media is pumping this guy.
You don't think that maybe his daddy-in-law gave them that $0.1 million just to get him over the hump of the contributions that Bernie Sanders had, do you?
Yeah, probably. But again, I call him the white Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when I put that, we just put that on one of our Trends in the News on YouTube. They flagged it because I called him a white Obama.
But Obama is half white.
Well, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. You can't say white Obama.
So that's Obama is a real problem, Gerald, because you got all these candidates out there talking about race reparations, right? And Obama is patient zero, I think, of how we take this whole thing down. We say, okay, so does Obama get money or does he pay money? Because he's got his black side is his father, who never was a slave. And then he's got a white family, which I think if they go back and look at it genealogically, I think they did own slaves. So what happens? And then what happens to his kids? Do they get money or do they pay money?
They'll run for president.
They get taxpayer subsidies, just like his $500 million library. What a sham that is. But I agree with you. I think Beto is the chosen one this time. It's absolutely amazing. He is also somebody that is he can't make up his mind, right? He doesn't stand for anything except for office. And so you would think that he would do, since he's going to be so malleable, the guy is not even a politician. He's a weather vane. I think he needs to get some focus groups before he makes a speech, because he makes the speeches and then he has to embarrass himself by walking it back to whatever the public opinion is in the media.
Well, you said he doesn't make any hard statements. That's what I'm saying. He's the white Obama. Hope and change you can believe in, folks. He's got his own folk line. You know, he's another folks. He's the same phony as Obama.
Yeah.
And Oprah's taken him under her wing. And that was the big tip-off. And that's what happened. I wrote about in the Trends Journal in 2008 when Oprah took Obama under her wing, first candidate she ever supported, we said this was the beginning of him beating Hillary Clinton. He was behind in the polls. When you're trained by Oprah, you're trained by the pro, and that's who he's being trained by. This whole thing is a fraud. Vanity Fair came out with a front page story the day he announced it. They had Annie Leibovitz doing the photos. The whole thing had been long planned. Again, I say he's going to be the winner. However, there are the presidential reality show debates, and he may screw up royally on that. They may find some real dirt on him, like the stupid story he wrote about killing kids or something when he was a young guy. And who knows what other dirt. And, you know, it's funny. Think about it. Barack Obama, B.O., and Beto O'Rourke, B.O., B.O., it really stinks.
That's right. Yeah, the other B.O. When you look at that piece that he put out as a teenager, I said, you know, this creates another issue for them. You know, they want to give teenagers the right to vote. Well, should we go back and look at Beto, this guy they say, you know, should be president now? Look at what he was doing when he was 16 years old. And so you say, well, that doesn't really matter. I think it really does. When you look at, as I said before, when you look at people who grow up to be serial killers, you see that they are out there torturing animals when they're young kids. I don't want this guy to have the nuclear football at 46.
Yeah. I don't want any of, there's none of them. Oh, the only one I do like, I'll take that back. I like Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. She, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's the only one talking out against the wars.
Yep. Yep, I would trust her with a nuclear football because she put it in cold storage, yep. I think. But, boy, they did a hit piece on her. You're going to see, by the way, the same people like Stephen Colbert. Look at how they fawn over Beto O'Rourke. Hollywood dearly loves this guy. You will see him worshipped on Saturday Night Live. They're going to put him out there as the wisest man that ever lived.
Yep. And the young people are going to go in and buy it, mm-hmm. just like they – and that's going to be the – but here's the thing. This is why – we don't rule Trump out yet. I mentioned to you they're going to boost everything they can to boost the economy. Quote, it's the economy, stupid. That's the bottom line. Number two, Beto is for NAFTA and for the current trade agreements, and a lot of mm-hmm. people aren't. And number three, he's for open borders. So now mm-hmm. we go to swing states, and that's what the election is all about. And the swing state votes are not going to be for bringing everybody in, legal, illegal, with no processing, and there, and more and more people are going to be buying into, let's put restrictions back to let and build our jobs, and you can't do it with NAFTA and the current trade agreements. So those are going to be two swing state issues that any Democrat may end up losing on.
Yeah, and don't forget, of course, he's gone pretty heavy on gun control, but even more surprisingly, the comments that he made about how we are an American empire with all of these things that we're doing all over the world, and I'm just not sure that the Constitution is useful for an empire. On that, I would agree with him. You know, but that is, I think, a very dangerous statement that certainly I'm going to hammer in the days and months ahead running up to the election. The fact that he would say, well, we just don't have a Constitution is kind of obsolete for the American empire.
Yeah, the guy's a nobody. Again, he's just a face and a privileged boy. And he even said it, you know, I was born to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. He tried to inoculate himself against being white. You know, he's out there trans Hispanic, identifying as Hispanic and everything. And then I think he decided that, you know, the real privilege that you talked about was the fact that he's got a multi-billion dollar father-in-law and so forth. He is very privileged in terms of money, in terms of political power, but he wants to give himself a little bit of a vaccine against white privilege. So he did a mea culpa on that, thinking it's going to vaccinate him from the other privilege. Thank you so much for joining us. Gerald Celente, again, you can go to trendsresearch.com, and you can see samples of Trends Journal, and you can subscribe to that. Gerald Celente is always ahead on the trends, picked Beto from the very beginning. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald Celente. We'll be right back.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist, who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to some UK news. I'll head here quickly. We had Prime Minister Theresa May giving a speech last night. In response, Nigel Farage said it was absolutely pathetic. He said, appalling and pathetic. She rules out leaving the EU with no deal. He said the Brexit betrayal is hers. He reminded people that Theresa May has pledged 108 times to follow Brexit, but now she's not doing it. She said that she has asked the EU President Donald Tusk for a delay to June the 30th, at which point in time she'll probably ask for a delay for another couple of years. And they're playing hardball with her. The reports are from some people that she's preparing a timetable for resignation. Maybe it's timed to the non-exit deadlines that are rapidly approaching. And panicking everybody in every aspect of their life. How the world is going to end, you know, the world is going to end if they voted for Brexit and then it didn't. Actually, things got better. Now they're saying, well, if we do a hard exit, the world is going to end. I played for you the other day, Roger Daltrey of The Who. Had some reporter come up to him and go, how is that going to affect your concerts? And he goes, what are you talking about? We always played concerts in Europe even before there was a European Union. Well, you're not going to be able to do that with Brexit. And he goes, are you for real? He says, stop the fear is what he said basically to her. I'm paraphrasing what he had to say. There's also reports in many British papers about continuing investigation of the terrorist attack that blew up the plane over Lockerbie, Scotland. We have Scottish Prosecution Service has now been interviewing a number of people from the former East German Stasi, asking if they have connections to this terrorist attack. To which I would ask, why would anybody imagine that a intelligence service, a European or American intelligence service, could be using jihadis as a beard for what they want to do or be in any way cooperating with them? I mean, you know, we didn't cooperate with Al-Qaeda, did we? Or with the Mujahideen, did we, before them? Or with ISIS, did we? I mean, all that stuff about John McCain going to the ISIS people, posing pictures with them, all the reports we had of weapons and money and training and even jihadis being flown in from Chechnya into Syria. I mean, none of that really happened, right? I mean, we would never have anybody in East Germany or anybody at Langley or any congressmen or senators. We would never have any of them working with terrorists to achieve a state goal by creating, you know, like a 9/11 attack or anything like that, would we? Wouldn't ever have that. You know, this is something that is 30 years old. 31 years old, actually. 1988. 9/11 happened 18 years ago. There were 270 people died in this attack 30 years ago. You still got Scottish prosecutors investigating it. You know, the truth is a stubborn thing. And when you people pull this kind of stuff, don't expect that we are going to ever stop asking questions. You tell us stories, fables that can't possibly be true. We're not ever going to give this up. And one day, whether you're still alive or not, you're going to be exposed. You're going to be shamed. If you are alive, you will be jailed for what you have done. I just want to say this to these people in the West who are staging these events. Some of these officers are now in their 80s. Daily Mail reports as they investigate whether they supplied a timer for the bomb that brought down the jet and killed 270. They said the secret police in East Germany are known to have aided terrorist efforts in West Germany. You know, NATO is known to have aided terrorist attacks in West Germany. It was called Operation Gladio. They pretended to be communists, but it is actually organized by some of the same people who had put forward the idea in Operation Northwoods. Hey, you know, we could fly planes into buildings and blow up malls and stuff like that. We could blame it on Castro. Use that as a pretense to invade Cuba. You know, it's funny how history repeats itself.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just saying that we're seeing in Britain the betrayal of the Brexit vote. We see the globalists were really up against the wall with their coattails on fire after Brexit and after the election of President Trump. We just had reports that we talked about earlier in the broadcast, Mark Meadows, saying we're going to release documents that show that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. There was, however, a great deal of collusion between the Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as sitting ambassadors. Do you really think that there was no collusion between London and Langley, between British intelligence forces and between CIA in terms of trying to overthrow what the voters had done? This is, as I said before, not a coup against President Trump as much as it is a coup against voters, against democracy, against the Constitution in this country. That's really what they've organized. And I think when Mark Meadows said that we're going to find evidence of sitting ambassadors involved in this, I would imagine that it's going to be ambassadors that are involved in what's going on in with London and other issues. We've got Julian Assange's mother now being put into social media jail. This is widespread censorship, folks. Just a couple of days ago, DigiDay.com was kind of cheering on the fact that Media Matters had gotten a YouTube channel titled Resistance News taken down. This is how these people work. Despite YouTube banning Alex Jones back in August, they said, Media Matters reported today that InfoWars operates its own YouTube channel entitled Resistance News. YouTube removed the channel a few hours later. So Media Matters comes out and says, oh, look, here they are. Take it down. And they obediently comply. Just a few hours later, Media Matters, same people who have been attacking Tucker Carlson, Media Matters, the same people who have been exposed as frauds and hypocrites. They cited a violation of the platform's community guidelines. Well, does it say something in the community guidelines about nobody from InfoWars being allowed on YouTube or something like that? I didn't see that fine print, but I guess it's there because I got my notice today. And said as a test, I decided I would put up a channel a couple of days ago. And be quiet about it. You know, if I tell people on my Twitter account, which for the time being they've allowed me to have, but Libertarian, by the way, if you want to go there. If I tell people about that, as I saw before after we got taken down, I put up one as a test. I had two videos that I put up. And then they took it down. How do you get three strikes on two videos? I had a video about vaccines, and I had a video talking about transhumanism with Steve Quayle. Well, those are too offensive. We've got to take those down. I didn't see any strikes, any complaints about that. Don't know what that was about. Now, of the one that I put up two or three days ago, had about three dozen people subscribe because I was very quiet about it. And I had about a dozen videos. And I got notification this morning that one of those videos was taken down. Now, they said I got a strike, one out of three strikes. This is more than they did when they took down the YouTube channel for the archives of this program. They didn't give us any prior strikes, no warnings, no strikes, and no reasons for it being taken down. Simply a email that was repeated 8,000 times saying, we have received a complaint. Your channel has been terminated. We have received a complaint. Your channel has been terminated. 8,000, almost 9,000 times, well over 8,000. For months, I got that about every 12, 15 minutes. They initially took it down during the broadcast. We contacted them, asked them reasons, asked them to explain, and so forth. I got on Twitter, talked about it there, and only had the one email. And then after about 8 hours, they started putting these things out about every 10 to 12 minutes. So I decided I would try this again. This has been several months, and that's what I got. Now, the title of the video that was taken down was something to the effect of this newly minted Swedish legislator who wears a hijab, who is from Somalia. Doesn't that rhyme with what Judge Jeanine was talking about with Ilhan Omar? A Somali wearing a hijab, a new legislator, and she's out there trying to crack down on everybody that she doesn't like, and people who are civil libertarians in Sweden are having a problem with it. I said, but it proves Judge Jeanine was right, and that was essentially what was in the headline. So I don't know. It was the entire show. I don't know what they took exception to, except maybe that headline, because we have CARE out there, the Council for American Islamic Relations, and they are now pressing Fox News to fire Judge Jeanine. And they may get it, because we've got a lot of people in Fox News who are, they're moving to the hard to the Islamic side there at Fox News. They suspended her, but they want, that's not enough. They want her fired. And so, folks, you know, if you want to support what we're doing here, we have a 50-hour broadcast where we're offering you 50% off. And then doubling the Patriot points, so it's the same as if you'd paid full price for it. You'll get further discounts on further products in the future. Free shipping store-wide. And right now, we're running flash specials throughout this 50-hour broadcast. Right now, there is a flash special, 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's the original formula, X2 Nascent Iodine. It is backed by popular demand, and you can now get that at 55% off for a limited time, part of this flash sale, and free shipping store-wide, and 50% off all InfoWars Life products. We really do need and appreciate your support. When you look at how you can find my content, of course, we do have a subpage there at InfoWars for this show, but also I've got a BitChute channel, and I'm really kind of surprised that there's only about 2,400 subscribers. Go to that BitChute channel, The David Knight Show. Subscribe and take a look at the videos there. You can see the videos on InfoWars.com. You can also see them on BitChute. You're not going to see them on YouTube because whether it's the content that I put up that they take exception to or the fact that I am who I am, one way or the other, they're going to shut that channel down. I'm going to keep putting stuff up there, and I'll post links to it on my Twitter account so the censors at Media Matters can find it and take it down. I don't think that they really think that media matters. I don't think they think free speech matters either. These people have a real problem, just like the censorship, not news. That's CNN. That's really what that stands for. If you want to know what this is about, as I've said earlier in the program, this is about manipulation. It's about intimidation, so that they can have total domination. And I believe, and I think they believe, that there is a coming war. I'm going to talk about this coming up in the next segment, but if you go back and you look at every time there is a buildup to push people into a war, go back and take a look at Woodrow Wilson. He pushed very hard on censorship. It always happens. All governments shut down anybody that they think is going to oppose the war, and we've been very active at opposing the war. Look at what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. Look at what Stephen Colbert did to her. Absolutely shameful. Not a single joke. It was an attack interview by a supposedly late-night comedian. Furious with her. I mean, this is somebody who basically, I don't support Tulsi Gabbard because she's right down the line on all the other policies of the Democrat Party. I cannot support somebody who is a socialist, who is a communist. But she is not supporting the military-industrial complex empire like Beto O'Rourke is. Beto O'Rourke just fully embraces that and says, well, you know, the Constitution is just not compatible with that, so the Constitution's got to go. The empire's going to stay, and the Constitution's got to go. Tulsi Gabbard is pushing back on that, and so they push back pretty hard on her. Do you understand that that's why they're pushing back on us? Do you understand it's because we pointed out the Ides of March and how for every year, for 3 years running, they would stage a false flag attack in Syria so that they could use that as a pretense to put troops on the ground, to use our Air Force as Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And they wound up doing it anyway, even though we exposed the stuff. They did it under the cover of secrecy. They built about a dozen Air Force bases or dozen bases there and about four Air Force bases, put in thousands of troops. Did you see the debate or the authorization for that? No, didn't happen. They just did it. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist, who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Fela McAleer. Of course, he has also been one of the authors of a book on Kermit Gosnell, the man who is serving time in prison for doing late-term abortions that Democrats now want to make legal across the country. So we are in the midst of a war over not liberty, but life. And you have to have life before you can have liberty. If you are going to support the murder of the most innocent among us, you have to understand that you have opened up a Pandora's box to the government deciding who can live or die at any stage of life, at any condition of life. And we have that discussion that is going on now. And so the sides are shaping up on both sides politically, but there's a very important movie that has been made, and that is the Gosnell movie that Fela McAleer has done. It'd be very easy to get into the gruesome aspects of this trial, but what they do is they focus on the actual trial itself, on the actual arguments about that, and I'll let Fela McAleer tell you a little bit about that and where you can find the movie, because it is now available for streaming and purchase online, and also you can find out information about it at gosnellmovie.com. Thank you for joining us, Fela.
Thank you for having me on. It's always great to be on your show. I always get a great reaction from across America and across the world, actually, when I'm on your show.
Well, thank you. I always love having you on, and you have done everyone a great service to go through and discuss what actually happened in this particular case and to show in a very powerful movie the courtroom proceedings and how astonished people were about that. But before we get into any of that, tell people where they can get information about the movie and what is the status of it. It is streaming now online, right?
Yeah, it's streaming. You can get it on video on demand on your Dish, on iTunes, on Apple. You can go to Amazon Video as well. It's there. It's also available in Walmart, in Best Buy. And you can buy the DVD on Amazon as well. I mean, I have to say, Walmart have been unbelievable. They've actually been really good. They bought a lot of DVDs. They're putting it in a really good place. People really like this movie. There's an actual demand for it, because people are starved of the truth. And it is the truth.
And they would not have worked so hard to shut that down if it wasn't such a powerful message that's there. I think that's one of the key things. You know, we can give people the facts and we can talk about this on a news basis. We can do analysis and we do commentary. But when you see it in a movie form, it is so powerful because it's so visceral. And that is why they worked so hard to oppose you when it was in theatrical release. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that happened during a theatrical release.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, no studio would touch it, actually. We had an agent and he looked at the film and said, that's a great film. You know, that is a great film about an important topic. And he kept getting, he knows all the guys. He's sold over 500 million worth of product over the last 20 years. And he thought, I can sell this. So he put it out to all the studios, all the streamers, and they said, important movie, good movie, just not for us, or too controversial, you know? It's like, what does that mean, too controversial? I thought you're supposed to love controversy. And then we eventually put it out on a theatrical release. Not one mainstream media outlet reviewed it. It was in 800 theaters. It's the most popular crowdfunded movie on Indiegogo ever. 2.3
And
million.
I've heard stories about how when people would go to see it, they would actually have some of the people at the ticket booth say, it's not playing anymore. When it really was trying to refuse to sell them tickets.
That's right. It's not playing anymore. Some people said, you shouldn't go to that. You should go and see this. They wouldn't put up posters. They didn't put it up on the billboard that it was playing. NPR refused to accept our ads. We wanted to put ads on NPR. They refused to accept them. The New York Times wouldn't accept our ads. Facebook, of course, blocked 50 of our ads for being offensive. One of the most offensive ads we had that they blocked was a picture of Dean Cain talking to Tucker Carlson, a screen grab. Isn't that offensive? I know some of your listeners probably would find it offensive, but,
and of course, you're talking about Dean Cain. You had a great cast there. Dean Cain, the guy who played Superman in Smallville and so forth. You know, it was a great produced movie. And we have seen this with other movies also about abortion. You know, as you said, they said it's just too controversial. They embrace controversy. They love to tweak people. They love to agitate people on every other issue except this. But even the making of these other films, like the one on Roe v. Wade, every time they were set up in a location, the people would throw them out of the location, even trying to film it. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what they do.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, you know, funny, they like tweaking, but they like tweaking from their point of view.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, They view controversial, their definition of controversial is something me and all my friends agree with, said in a very loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the new definition of controversial. It's not something I disagree with or something I find upsetting. It's something I agree with, but shouted loudly and firmly. So, we were, you know, and by the way, there's no opinion in our film. It takes an enormous amount of the script is directly from the transcript of the trial. And the transcript of police interviews. It's just the problem is that when you are in a trial, when you're in a judge and jury situation, the witnesses had to tell the truth. They couldn't have slogans. They couldn't have fake statistics. They couldn't have fake news. And that's so much political dialogue nowadays is statistics that are not correct. Reports that say this, that don't say that. You can't do that in a court because you need to produce evidence to back it up. So therefore, people were forced to tell the truth. And boy, when they told the truth, abortion did not come out well. The jury, you weren't allowed to be pro-life to be on the jury. By the end of the trial, most of them were pro-life.
Wow. And it's still a very topical movie because we've got the Democrat Party beginning with the governor of Virginia saying, well, you know, after the baby is born, we'll decide in conference with the parents, the doctor and the parents will decide whether they want this baby to live. That was two of the murder convictions that Gosnell had were babies that were full term. But it wasn't even as far as the governor is talking about going. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, this is, I just had a communication with Gosnell recently from prison. He wrote to me and he said, you know, unfortunately, the New York law won't be extended to rural conservative Pennsylvania. So he believes that his case, that he might have been not convicted if the New York law had existed in Pennsylvania. Because the New York law says, you're no longer obliged to, if a baby is born alive as a result of an abortion, you're no longer obliged to try and save that baby. But the issue was, and people don't know this, and it came out in the court case, under existing law in many states where abortion is up to 9 months, you're not obliged to try and save the life of a baby born alive. It's a thing called comfort care. As the witness said in the trial, we put the baby aside, keep it warm, eventually it will pass. And that's, you know, if you listen to Governor Northam's interview, that's what he uses the word make the baby comfortable. And that's why Governor Northam is so calm and reasonable in that interview. It's because he's just merely telling people what accepted medical practice is.
And people don't understand that. That's why your movie is so important. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Bella McAleer.
X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world. X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source. But I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com. So hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months. But we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Phelan McAleer. He's written a very detailed book on the Gosnell trial. They've done a movie about the trial. And it was pushed back. They've had a lot of pushback against it in terms of distribution. They went ahead and distributed it themselves. They got a lot of pushback at the movie theater from the entire movie industry. But it nevertheless had a theatrical release that is now available for streaming or for purchase on DVD. You can find out more information about that at gosnellmovie.com. And before we had to take a break, we were talking to Phelan about how Gosnell, who is in jail right now for the murder of 3 people, and 2 of those are full-term babies. He was just saying that he would not be going to jail if this new New York law had applied to his case, and perhaps maybe eventually it will. There's a fight going on right now in the United States as to which direction we're going to go. Are we going to embrace full-term infanticide Or are we going to, as some states are trying to come in, Tennessee and others, they are putting in a baby heartbeat bill. So we have very clear battle lines being drawn right now. This is a very, very important and topical movie, gosnellmovie.com. You should see this because it impacts on many different aspects of the abortion debate. It's a debate, of course, that they don't want to have. They don't want any side to be heard except their side. Phelim, you were saying in terms of the comfort care aspect of this, one of the reasons why Ralph Northam was so comfortable talking about killing a baby that had been born alive, it no longer had anything to do with the health of the mother, is because this is something that is going on right now. People don't realize it's going on right now in the name of comfort care. Tell us a little bit more about that, because we had to cut that short going to break.
Yeah. So the prosecution wanted to show the jury what a good abortion was, what a proper legal abortion was. Obviously, what Gosnell was doing was so wrong and so bad and so gory and bloody and all. So they got a couple of abortion doctors to give evidence. And one of them, Karen Fuselin, was asked under oath, what happens if a baby is born alive as a result of, you know, an accident during abortion? She's reluctant to answer, but eventually she's forced to answer. She said, well, we would put the baby aside, give it comfort care. Give it comfort care. And they said, what's comfort care? Well, you put the baby aside, keep it warm. Eventually it will pass.
Huh. Right? Starve it to death. Yeah, starve it to death. And of course we have seen this with adults, so they don't deem to have sufficient quality of life. And just set the young woman apart, even though her parents want to take care of her. Her husband does not. And so we will have a judge withhold food and water and, you know, otherwise give her comfort care. I mean, I think of comfort care as giving people food and water, giving a baby food and water. But they don't include that in comfort. They just let the babies and the people that they don't like their quality of life, they let them expire, starve them to death.
Yeah, I mean, many people say that the comfort care part of our film, which we take directly from the transcript, is the most powerful part of the film. It's acted by I can't remember the actress's name. It's just,
that's okay.
But they say it's one of the most powerful parts of the film, because it's based on the transcript, and the jury were left thinking, hold on a moment. It's legal to let a baby die of dehydration and starvation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's illegal, as Gosnell did, to stab that baby to death. I mean, I know the difference. What really legally is the difference? One is a little bit bloody and gory, but quick. The other is long, drawn out, but comfort care, you know, it's got a nice medical term. It's expressed in nice words. So, you know, people were so happy to see our film. Our film is not gory, but it tells the truth. And if you want the truth, you know, and people do want the truth, these are the transcripts. This is where it is. You can buy the book, watch the film. It's an hour and a half, PG-13. We're very careful. We want everyone to see this film. We know how the MPAA, the ratings agency, wanted to shut this down. So we went extra far to not make it gory, because we knew if there was the slightest little bit of blood or anything like that, they would just slap an R on it. And that would mean lots of people wouldn't go and see it. And that's what they want.
Well, you know, they gave you a PG-13. They didn't give you an R rating, but they gave you a PG-13. But we got a bill right now before the Illinois legislature that is going to repeal any parental notification. So you'd have to get parental approval to, you know, PG-13 film, but young children, if they're going to school, they could get an abortion without their parents being notified, without their parental approval, even though they can't go to watch a trial that goes to the transcript about an abortionist who was ultimately convicted of three murders.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So yeah, you need your parental approval to view our film. But in many states in America, you don't need parental approval to have an abortion. They're nuts. They're crazy.
When we look at what happened with Ralph Northam, I mean, that was a moment just like in your film, as you said. You know, people look at that, a very powerful moment. They say, well, give them comfort care. And they didn't realize that that could be done. The American public didn't realize that that was happening either. And so people were amazed that Ralph Northam would say that, because they thought that was something that's going to happen in the future. What they don't realize, and they won't realize unless they watch the Gosnell movie, is that it's already happening in many states across the country. There's another aspect of your movie that is also very topical, and that is the healthcare argument. You know, we always hear from Planned Parenthood that they're concerned about the health care of women. And yet we just had a recent court case about that, a couple of court cases about that. Oh, we had an 11-6 vote in Ohio that said they're going to take a $1.5 million a year away from Planned Parenthood and give it to other health care providers. And they said, well, you can't do that. And the court said, you don't have the authority, you don't have the right to force people to subsidize what you're doing. You know, we're not taking away your right to do this, but you can't assert a constitutional right to get funded to perform abortions. But even closer to the issue is what happened in the Gosnell case. And you had one of the three murders was a woman of color who was a migrant who died under his care because they couldn't get the emergency care services through the hallways, through the doorways to get her to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't get her out of the building. That's correct. Gosnell, but I mean, people have to realize abortion is the liberal left or whatever the left. I don't know. It's this sacred space for people, and it must be protected at all costs. And very often, those costs are the lives of people they say they are protecting. Gosnell's victim were a diverse range of the left's favorite victims. He killed a refugee woman. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp in Nepal. Wow. She came here 4 months later. She was lying dead on Gosnell's operating bed. And no one from the Department of Health came to investigate. No police report was made. Nothing happened. No, there was no investigation. Next, it was Samika Shaw, a 23-year-old single mother, a black woman, African-American. She went in healthy, came out dead. Again, no investigation. So you're right. There's this idea that, oh, you're obliged to provide abortion. You're obliged to provide abortion funds. And there's another side of it is we will do nothing to stop abortion, even at the expense of women and babies' lives and minority women. Lives as well, and this goes across all strata of opinion. The person who stopped the investigations and stopped the legally mandated inspections of abortion clinics in Pennsylvania was Governor Tom Ridge, a Republican governor, a pro-choice yes. Republican governor. He said there will be no inspection, even though the law says it has to happen every year. Someone has to walk on the premises.
Our first Homeland Security Director, Tom Ridge. You were correct, Fallon, when you said it is a sacred space. I would say they're not so much concerned about a right to abortion, R-I-G-H-T, as a right, R-I-T-E, of abortion. It has become a sacred experience to them, and we saw that in the back and forth here in Texas. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to our 50-hour broadcast in support of free speech. And again, it began this morning at the beginning of this program at 8 a.m. Central Time. We have a special that's going on right now, our 50 hours of broadcast in support of free speech. You can also get 50% off the products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get double the Patriot points, so you'll get the same amount of discounts in the future purchases of Patriot points as if you'd paid 100% of the price, but it's 50% off right now and free shipping. In addition, we're going to have flash sales throughout this 50-hour broadcast. The one that we have right now is 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's our original formula, Nascent Iodine, backed by popular demand, in stock, and you can get it right now as a part of this flash sale, 55% off. The rest of the InfoWars Life products are now 50% off. And as we're talking about free speech and the efforts to control what you see, it's very appropriate to have fellow McAleer here who produced the Gosnell movie. You can find it at gosnellmovie.com. You can find out where to buy it. It's now available on DVD after having a theatrical release. They had a lot of resistance, censorship involved with that. But it is now available on DVD as well as on streaming, and so you can find out where you can buy that or stream that online. And we were just talking before the break, Phelim, about how topical this is. Some of the murders that he was convicted and is currently serving time for in Pennsylvania involved the killing of full-term babies. People were shocked to hear the governor of Virginia talk about that, but you pointed out it's called comfort care. If you see the movie, you will see how shocked people were that they described this as an ongoing practice. It is something that is already happening. This is not something that Ralph Northern is talking about happening in the future. It is already happening in many states across the country. But there's another aspect of this, and that is the death of some of the women who went there for an abortion. And that became the basis of legislation here, Phelim, in Texas, where he said, well, we had some of these people who were getting an abortion and die because they couldn't get the, something went wrong. They couldn't get the emergency services through there because the hallways were too narrow. The doorways were too narrow. So, they came up with a law here in Texas. The left here in Texas fought very hard against that. They weren't concerned about women's health from that standpoint, and they fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. They won at the Supreme Court. They had Kennedy, who has now been replaced, voted with the 5-4 majority to make sure that was struck down. Now, Kennedy left and was replaced with somebody that many people thought would vote along with the pro-life side. We had a second case that was very similar to this coming out of Louisiana. They said, well, to protect women's lives, we're going to make sure these abortion clinics are going to have access to the abortionists are going to have access to hospitals. They're going to have to be nearby a hospital in case there's an emergency. They fought that, took that all the way to the Supreme Court, and although we had President Trump's new appointee to the Supreme Court vote to sustain that, we had Justice Roberts switch sides to take the place of Kennedy and shut that down. So this is something that is a debate that is still going on and still being fought in the courts, just like we see the argument being fought in the court in Gosnell, the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you for a fact, and I have looked at all the medical reports. I've looked at the sworn testimony of the ambulance drivers, of all the doctors. Not being able to take this woman out of the clinic, when she became ill was a major part of her demise. They arrived and they were unable to get her out of the clinic for an hour. Mm-hmm. Because the hallways were too narrow, exits were blocked, there was no admitting procedures, there was no procedures for a handover. It was a mess. And, there was supposed to be a regular and vigorous checking procedure of these clinics. They were supposed to be visited physically once a year. I mean, if you'd have walked into Gosnell's clinic, you would have seen that you couldn't get a gurney through the hallways. You would have seen cats walking through the procedure rooms. You would have seen bags of fetal remains piled up in the cellar. You would have seen jars in fridges with baby's feet in them because he was a serial killer and he liked to cut the feet of babies. So it's not hard, you know, but you have to treat these places as surgical, as medical places, not sacred spaces. And that's what.
And when we look at this and we look at this trial, it really underscores the lie that this is really concerned about women's health. When they shut down any concerns in the wake of what we saw with Gosnell, the fact that the emergency attendees could not get there to provide health care when things went wrong, and they shut that down, and we've had these arguments now with multiple court cases going all the way to the Supreme Court, people need to see the consequences of this. In the Gosnell case, and the fact that we've already convicted somebody of murder, when the jury sits down and actually sees what's going on, they understand that this is absolutely murder that is being supported by Planned Parenthood. Murder not just of kids, but murder of the women by making sure they don't have the proper facilities there and saying that they're doing this in the name of women's health care.
Look, it's clear with Gosnell there was a choice. She could protect women's health. I mean, he wasn't just killing the women as well, by the way. Women were arriving in hospitals mutilated by his botched abortions. Women were arriving with sexually transmitted diseases that were being picked up because he was reusing single-use instruments, right? They were arriving in emergency rooms and doctor surgeries with these problems. They were arriving at emergency rooms having had an abortion at 30, 35 weeks, and the law said it was 24 weeks. So it was all there in writing, in forms, there was insurance claims, all this was all heavily documented, and they were given a choice, protect abortion or protect women. And they chose to protect abortion. And you know, they're perfectly entitled to do that. You know what I mean? You know, but yeah. Let's be clear, that's what they do. I mean, I don't mean they're entitled to do it. It's they made a choice. We need to say that choice, if that choice is acceptable. Yeah, that's Colonel Maya Munger. That's a Nepalese refugee who spent 20 years. She was a genuine refugee, probably one of the few refugees in America who's an actual, real refugee fleeing persecution. Mm-hmm. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp, in a tin hut in a refugee camp, and got here under a refugee resettlement program. 4 months later, she was dead. And, you know, the left and the establishment and the health authorities in Philadelphia made a choice that she had to be sacrificed for abortion to not be interfered with. That's the choice they are making. Now, people might be happy with that choice, but you need to know that's the choice. And I think when people find out that's the choice, they don't want any part of that choice.
And you need to point out as well, as you have, that it was a Republican, Tom Ridge, who had covered for this. We've got a Republican appointee by George W. Bush, Judge Roberts, who has now switched sides to make sure they have a 5-4 majority. It just continues to go on. And the battle lines are really clearly being drawn. The Democrats are pushing further and further for later and later abortions, less and less restrictions. They're actually demanding. We've got, even though we had that court case I was talking about before in Ohio where the court slapped them down and said, you don't have a right to demand funding for Planned Parenthood. We'll give this to other women's health groups. Well, you've got a group of female Democrats in the House and the Senate have introduced legislation to go over their head and compel funding of Planned Parenthood at the federal level, overturning the Hyde Amendment. So this is, we have people moving radically in the direction of more and later abortions. And then on the other hand, you've got a lot of Republican states offering legislation saying if there's any signs that life has begun, whether it's a heartbeat or it's a brain activity, or the fact that they can feel pain, they're offering legislation like that. So the battle lines are being polarized on this debate. That's why your film is so important.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Our film shows that stark choice. But by the way, our film is entertaining too. It's somebody said it's like a Law and Order feature film. You know, it's a procedural crime drama. And that's very important. We wanted to do that. People can find out more about it at gosnellmovie.com. But we really wanted to make it accessible. And in a weird way.
And you stayed away from showing all the baby parts and jars that he was curating and everything. It is a courtroom drama about the issues.
Yeah. And, you know, the issue, right? It's going to be amazing. Can you imagine the next presidential debate? You're going to have Donald Trump, who speaks very clearly and sort of honestly in a kind of funny way and it's not canned, it's not this anti-abortion, you know, talking points. He speaks like he means it.
You're going to have him candid
on one side of the debate, and then you're going to have the Democrat who's going to say, not only abortion up to 9 months, but if the baby is born alive as a result of an abortion at 9 months, you can kill it. You can let it
die. Thank you so much for joining us. The movie is gosnellmovie.com. Find out information about it. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now, Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.